Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Monday, March the 18th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, as you know, is a tool used by the President to take action against countries that violate U.S. trade rights or engage in unfair trade practices that burden or restrict U.S. commerce. Prior to the Trump administration, this mechanism was used principally to build a case against a country, then we would take them to dispute at the WTO. Former President Trump decided to act unilaterally, however, and impose tariffs on a majority of China's exports to the U.S., and President Biden has largely kept those tariffs in place. Now, a new twist in remediation has been proposed with a new Section 301 petition that was filed by a group of U.S. unions, including the United Steelworkers, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, the AFL-CIO's Maritime Trades Department, and some others, against the Chinese shipbuilding industry. The petition proposes that in lieu of tariffs, new fees are assessed every time a Chinese-built ship docks at the U.S. ports. The fees would be variable, with higher fees for larger or heavier and newer ships, and with fee increases at regular intervals. Since Chinese ships aren't actually imported into the United States, tariffs obviously wouldn't apply. This may explain why the petition was not filed under the national security provisions of Section 232. Now, the proceeds would go toward a new U.S. commercial shipbuilding revitalization fund, and that would support the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Because reportedly, Chinese shipyards now produce over 1,000 ocean-going vessels a year, while the U.S. produces less than 10. The petition also asks that the U.S. government tighten implementation of the Jones Act, which requires that goods transported between U.S. ports be carried on U.S.-built and flagged ships and staffed by U.S. crews. Several leading congressional trade Democrats, including Senate Finance Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon and House Ways and Means Ranking Member Richie Neal of Massachusetts, issued statements supporting accepting the petition. USTR issued a press release that referenced the administration's efforts to rebuild American manufacturing and strengthen our supply chains, although the statement only promised to review the petition in detail. USTR has 45 days to determine whether to open an investigation. If fees and restrictions under Section 301 are established, it will be tricky to calculate the true cost of these measures. And depending on the size of these port fees, it could be a new hidden tax on imports shipped from many countries, not just China, if they use a Chinese-built ship.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.